That about says that. Oh, yeah. All right, man. Good morning and welcome to whatever the fuck it is we're doing here. What is this fucking piece of shit movie I'm looking at now? Just so I can know. This thing. This is the thing here. Happy anniversary, David Niven, Mitzi Gaynor. Oh, there's a fucking grouping. A tipsy man reveals he and his wife's premarital secret, and his daughter repeats it to a TV show. What, that they fucked? A tipsy man. Mitzi Gaynor is his wife. And not only is she the wife, but this is one of those fucking late 50s comedies, you know. But is this going to be their daughter? There's our daughter on the kids' console, so she's repeating it. My mom and dad do anal. I never really wanted to say it, but I must. And by the way, good spelling of council. I realize it's a joke, but... My father wears socks that are wrong. My mother is far too young for him. Far too young. How could it possibly be that she loves that dirty old fool? And also, so he's calling what it's calling the TV station to have her not say whatever it is she's saying. All right, so welcome here. We've got, we're late as fuck. One of the reasons that I'm late as fuck coming into this here studio is because of the fact that we had a power outage again. Thank you, Southern California Edison. You guys are really on top of it. It really isn't Southern California Edison. It's the piece of shit motherfuckers that run Ventura County. This particular section of the county, this particular section of the business area, it has very, very old infrastructure when it comes to utility or utilities. And as the result of that, there are innumerable times when it can't handle the load. And I'm sure that that's true of the Ventura County commissioners or supervisors themselves not being able to handle the load. When I first moved in here to this neighborhood, I heard nothing but bad things about the particular asshole that was in charge of this. Who are, you know, they have district supervisors. That's what we have out west. I don't know, what do you got back east? You got a supervisor, that kind of shit? What do you call them? County commissioners, that stuff? Supervisorial district is what they call it out here. And, what's up? All right, good. So anyway, we had a power outage, and that's where that's at. Man. That's Mitzi Gaynor? God damn, what a fucking ass on her. You really gotta see this. Oh, well.
Who in the hell?
Oh, it's Mamie. It's one of the Van Doren. It's Mamie Van. Or it's Monique Van Doren. That's not Mamie Van Doren. That's Monique Van Doren. And the husband there is Carl Reiner, who. It's really great. You have these dorky looking motherfuckers, and there were these pieces of ass, and it's all extremely believable because. He's rich. That's why it's believable.
The fuck am I doing here, man?
Is this for today? Because we had a power outage, man. And where is the DraftKings? Where's the DraftKings spot? Motherfucker. God damn it. I'm telling you, man, I'm just like... Katie, look at honey. I'm working right now, baby. Okay? I'm working. All right? Good girl. Pre-roll. I don't know where it is, man, so I'm going to have to redo it. Hey, I'm going to have to start walking you out of here, babe. I'm working now, honey. You want food? You want to go outside? No, can't do it right now. Fuck. You're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good at it. Okay. 1-2, 1-2. What is this shit that I'm watching? Hey, sweetie, I have to work, okay? Here, play with that. She's just looking at me like, and then she sees the empty bottle in my hand. She goes, ah, something different to play with. I'm going to be going out. I'm going to have to work, doll, okay? Little kitty cat. All right, what am I doing, man? Trump, Carson dominate GOP field as Fiorina falters. Well, that was going to happen. You didn't think she was going to be a serious contender, did you? I can't even fucking imagine. Of course, Donald Trump is the following. Donald Trump, as I've said, and I'll say it again, he ain't a Tea Party guy. He is anything that's going to get him elected. That's what he is. He's anything that'll get him elected. He's any kind of a Republican. He's Main Street, cloth coat, Richard Nixon Republican. He's a fucking sort of a new age post 9/11 George Bush hard ass, you know. Yeah, whatever, you know. He's a Tea Party when he needs to be. He's anti-abortion. He's pro-gun. He's all that shit, man. And he's a classic example of he'll lie right through his motherfucking teeth, and people will listen and they'll eat that shit up. Leading the pack in that regard, by the way, is Ann Coulter. Only reason why I know that is because she's all over Twitter with Jesus, what the fuck? Well, Apple has all those subscribers because Apple Music forces you to subscribe. You know, they you don't understand how they're working that. If you've got an iPhone and you're on the old iTunes format, Apple Music, which is their new music format, you can't stay on that old format without it being an absolute disaster. You know, they force you into purchasing these things when the old platform goes to hell. I mean, it's a great thing. I don't have to buy their phone. I don't have to buy, you know, I don't have to do anything. They just... I think If anyone's going to lead to the demise of Donald Trump as the Republican presidential frontrunner in an election cycle when Republican primary voters have consistently shown a yearning for a deeply conservative take-no-prisoners approach. Deeply conservative. Would you call Donald Trump deeply conservative? Hey, man, I'm working. Oh, fuck. Hey, I'm gonna lock you the fuck out of here. Okay.
Excuse me for a moment, folks. Here, watch the TV, why don't you?
Come here.
Come here, baby.
Come here, baby. Honey. I'm sorry, but are you hungry? Jesus fucking Christ, man.
God damn. Dude.
You know, this is just going to have to be a short fucking show today. I'm sorry. It just is. This is going to be a short motherfucking show today, man. I don't know what else to, this is great. I just, fucking bitch. You motherfucker. Jeb Bush, I gotta be honest with you, man. I don't know why that guy is even fucking considered presidential material. It's nothing against the man as a man, but I mean that dude is like, there ain't nothing there, man. I don't know what the fuck. What is that guy, huh? You know, I don't understand why that dude is. Maybe a governor. I can get where, you know, he'd be beloved as a governor. But what the fuck is this? The guy's got. You gotta have some charisma. I'm sorry, you do. You know, you just do. It's kind of fucked, but you do. You know, so gotta have some kind of bang going on there, man. Okay, cool. All right, man. Guess we'll just have to do a fucking short ass show today. I just think that's the way it's gonna have to be. So stick around. It's gonna be so fucking marvelous. On the world famous Phil Henry Show. Let me see here. Short show, short pre-show. Fuck it! looking at my notes. I keep notes on the phone. Keep phone on the notes. I keep notes on the phone. What's up with the Cubs, man? Are they done? Huh?
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go, man. The world thing, Phil Henry thing. Hello,
I'm Mr. Ed.
A horse is a horse, of course, but no one... By the way, great documentary I saw in the National... Did I tell you? The National Lampoon documentary I saw last week. It's fucking funnier than shit, man. Funnier than shit. I'm going to be drinking lots of this green tea today, man. I got a feeling. I'm going to lay on that green tea. Green tea. All right, man, y'all set?
Yeah, I'm set.
Okay.
A horse is a horse, of course, but no one can look at a horse, of course, unless, of course, that famous horse is the famous Mr. Ed. I don't want to look at your her face. It reminds me of Mr. Ed's face. Talk with Mr. Ed.
You're going to keep singing that song, huh?
Yeah, I wrote it for the TV show.
Isn't that nice? It's bothering me, man. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, a horse is a horse, of course, of course.
You know, there's an interesting thing about sound effects. They don't sound the way they're supposed to sound. In other words, that's the sound effect that says waiting for a plane. Well, that doesn't sound like waiting for a plane, even though I know it is waiting for a plane, and technically it is waiting for a plane, but nobody would think that that's waiting for a plane. If you tell the audience, here is waiting for a plane, the audience has an expectation, and they need to hear that expectation. It's the sound of people. It may be the sound of the airway being opened. It may be the sound of the distant sound of the jet just gently rumbling there out on the jetway, but... I mean, they open up the jetway on the fucking tarmac, landing strip. Whatever the hell I'm trying to say. What am I trying to say? Runway, yeah.
A horse is a horse, of course, but no one can look at a horse, of course, unless that horse gives permission and his name is Mr. Ed. His name is Mr. Ed.
Here we go. Phone chatter. What is this? I like that one. All right. So we're all done. All right, now. Idiot, the helicopter. God damn it. This is going to be... Not sound effects, you fucking moron. You gotta go to the thing. The thing, the thing! Charles Lawton, look at that guy. Now there's Maureen O'Hara talking about what a great, you know, cocksman Charles Lawton was. I'm joking. And here he is as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. They really put him in some fucking makeup for that one, man. Now, one more thing. I don't want to get any messages saying we're holding our position. We're not holding anything. We'll let the Hun do that. We're advancing continuously. And we're not holding on to anything except we're going to hold on to his nose and kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time. And we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
I'm trying to remember what I'm supposed to do.
I don't know what the name of that song is. The Four Preps. Now, I want to... It's called Santa Catalina. I want karaoke. I'll bet you there ain't any fucking Catalina. God damn... Motherfucker. Ah, here it is. There it is, Santa Catalina. Shit.
26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is waiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance.
Romance, romance, romance. Water all around it,
Because there would be water around it if it was an island.
And the salty air, but for me the thing that's away there, romance. It seems so distant, 26 miles away, resting in the water so reed. If I were for anyone, even the Navy, who would fall?
Best piece of ass I ever met. Yeah, she's working at a bar there in Avalon.
I could leave the wings, but I'll leave the guitar for romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me.
I want karaoke, you motherfucker. You dirty. Oh, wait a minute, man.
Left to play in the first quarter. The 49ers have the ball for the second time. They have yet to register a first down. It's at the 31-yard line of the 49ers. Witcher right, Washington left. Brody behind Willard. That ball seemed to...
Who was Witcher?
Ordinarily would have been.
I think Brody threw it sort of sidearm to get it around Jethro Pugh, who had broken through and was putting heavy pressure on. That's the play we've seen the 49ers get good success from. Faking a sweep and then throwing to one of the deep receivers. That time, Witcher was well covered. He was the prime receiver.
Let's just watch the football game, huh?
And Brody just tried to dump it off to Willard and had to throw it under the arms of Jethro Pugh.
Come on, let's just watch.
That's the first pass Brody has thrown today. He again has Witcher to the wide side, the right, and it's second and 10 from the 49er, 31. This is Cunningham. And he's out across the 35 to about the 36 or 7, where he is met by Charlie Waters.
Sam Bam?
And as Cunningham returns to the 49er, let's set this Dallas defense for you. George Andre, number 66.
Fuck Bob Lilly. I know. That's old, man. It's like 1970. George Andre, Christ, this is some... Who was Witcher for the goddamn 49ers? They had a... Ted Kwolek was their big tight end. Ted Kwolek was their Dwight Clark of the period, you say. Is that... What is this shit? 1980. Oh, 1980. Okay, good. All right, I'm done. I can't stand it any longer, and we are finished, and we have to continue. Let me see how long this has been going. What is this, man? Alex is going to be so pissed at me. It's taking me a while to get my shit together. 26 miles, you look like hell. Santa Catalina, ring the bell. You and your mother can fuck off. Fuck off. I'm just kidding. I have no problem with anybody's mother presently. Well, I don't know what to say, but I tell you what I will do. All right, here we go. God damn it. Got an itching ear. Ah, it's killing me, man. Blow it out your ass. Ready? Good morning and welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. Wait, that's wrong.